The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There was a flurry of activity yesterday at our state's capital in Columbia. I wanted to bring my friend John McCravey in for a few minutes this morning to kind of just give us a legislative update of what happened, what they're able to get past, and where we're headed for the rest of the session. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm great.
So you guys,
Thank you for having me on. Yes, sir.
It's always a pleasure. You guys kind of earned your keep this week, huh?
We did. We worked hard, and we've been working hard for our conservative agenda all year. And so this was nothing new. We've been working every week down there, and yeah. We've gotten some really good things done.
Well, obviously, guns and gun control is on the minds of everyone as President Joe Biden yesterday announced his latest effort. You guys have before you several different pieces of legislation that deal with constitutional carry and Second Amendment sanctuary. Give us the details on where we stand on that legislation.
All right. Well, we passed two separate big Second Amendment bills out of the House this year. The first one we passed a couple of weeks ago was an open carry with a permit. And this week, we passed constitutional carry without a permit. And so we're giving the Senate a smorgasbord to pick from. And I co-sponsor both of those bills because I believe in advancing the Second Amendment. Probably the biggest part of that constitutional carry bill was the Second Amendment sanctuary state, as you've talked about already on your show. And if that passes, no public funds or personnel of this state will be used to enforce any law contrary to the Second Amendment by executive order from the president or otherwise. So that would be a great bill to pass.
Yep. So you have any idea of what the Senate is going to do? And I'm assuming that you're pretty comfortable that they will do something, you think?
I am, and I would probably pick one of these as a winner in the Senate. I think they should advance our Second Amendment rights, and certainly as a part of that, I hope that they protect us from this these crazy executive orders that may be coming down. You know, we don't need to participate in that, and I think most people in our state agree with that. So I heard Senator Kimbrell yesterday say that he felt like they would do one of these, and it just depended on how they felt and how many votes they could get.
Yeah.
So I'm confident one of these is going to pass by the Senate, and there we got that over before crossover, both of those. So we got another one over there, religion is essential, that they haven't taken up yet, but we got that over before the crossover. And that's another good conservative bill that would prevent – the governor in the future, our governor hasn't done this, but it will prevent us from becoming like New York or California where they shut down churches in the middle of a crisis or a pandemic. So this would prevent them from shutting down our churches.
Yeah.
So that's another good one we have over there. We tried to get Save Women's Sports over there before the crossover. We weren't successful, but we did bring it back up. There was a quick voice vote in a committee that tabled that bill, mm-hmm. but Representative Trantham from Anderson, she's not a quitter, and she refiled that bill, and I brought it out in my special law subcommittee again yesterday because we want to get that up and at least have it teed up for next year.
Right.
Coming out. We're not going to give up. We're not going to give up on something like that.
So as far as this year goes, that's on the back burner, though. There's no chance that could make it over to the Senate.
It would be high, very slim chance. You know, they could, of course, vote to do it, but I just have my doubts it's going to make it. this year. But
yeah, how many votes would you have to have in the House to send that over? Because once you get past crossover, it's like special order or something like that. Is that correct?
Yeah. I think we could pass it with a majority vote. I think the Senate wouldn't take it up without a two-thirds vote. I think the one taking it up. And, you know, this is the first year of a two-year session, so crossover isn't as deadly as it is the second year.
Right.
If we pass a bill, it still lives next year to come back again.
Right.
In the second year of a session, it dies. So
yeah.
we're still alive. And you know, we've got to protect our girls' sports. I told somebody yesterday, you know, they're trying to make it out like this is some anti-transgender bill, and that's not what it is. You know, it's just the fairness of biological males competing in middle and high school with their own kind. And, you know, I liken it to you wouldn't allow a 12th grader to compete with a 7th grader.
Right.
You know, you could call that discrimination against a 12th grader, but what it really is it's all about fairness.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much how we feel about that. Yeah.
On our guest line this morning, Representative John McCravey, he represents House District 13 from Greenwood County. We're talking about some of the legislation. Yesterday was the technically crossover ends on the 10th, which is over the weekend, tomorrow, I guess. But you guys are not down there, so for all practical purposes, it's done because won't be back in session. All right, so talk with us about the hate crimes bill and what the status of that is.
Yes, sir. Well, this is something that the Democrats and some Republicans have been pushing for many, many years. This year, unfortunately, we had the Chamber of Commerce supporting it strongly. This was their number one agenda item. We had Walmart. We had the Coca-Cola people supporting this. And there was tremendous pressure that was tried to be applied. I did not vote for it. But here's the only silver lining, and I call this a Leonard's loser. I don't think he's going to make it. I pick it to be a loser in the Senate. Mm-hmm. But the good news is, if there's a silver lining, is they made it only for violent crimes, so you can't be prosecuted for a hate crime for property damage or small misdemeanors and that kind of thing. That was in there originally. They also had a private cause of action in that law originally that would allow people to bring lawsuits, you know, for hate crimes. That was taken out in committee. And the bad part of it, though, is that we have classes of protected people, you know, and, you know, you can't punish motives. It's a slippery slope toward hate speech. And it's really just identity politics. You know, it's OK to hate certain people, but not OK to hurt others.
Right.
So it's OK. It's OK. You know, you're going to be punished more for hating somebody on the basis of race, but you're not going to be punished for hating somebody on the basis of that they're poor, or even they're a doctor that, you know, you hate doctors and you go shoot a doctor, you know. So this is just picking certain people that we want to protect more than other people. And I think everybody ought to be protected the same.
Yeah.
So that's,
all right, one final question. We got about 30 seconds here. Medical marijuana, where does that stand this session?
I'm going to call that a Leonard's loser, too. I don't think it even made crossover. I think there was a speech yesterday on it on the Senate floor, but I don't think it made crossover.
Yep.
And I just don't see it getting over in time. So that won't make it this year.
Yep. Representative John McCravey, it's always great fun catching up with you. Thank you for what you do in Columbia, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you, Joey.
All right,
we appreciate you, buddy.
Sure thing.
All right.